You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So this week, what's coming up? So we don't have this, we have some good transits this week, which is quite positive, which is great since it's been very turbulent the last few weeks. So we do have the Sun, which is going to be in sextile to Jupiter. So with that, it is like about luck over your life with that transit. And I feel like it's about you getting tidying things up and loosening and tying up loose ends as well. It's like this is the week where you can finish unfinished business, get things done. And I feel like these are things that are going to help you push you forward. We've also got on the 13th, we've got Mercury. It's also going to be sextiling to Jupiter. And these transits are going to be here for the whole week, which is great. So anything that we're that's going to be aspecting to Jupiter besides a square, as long as it's not a square, if it's tri or sextile, it is going to be it's more positive. It is going to give you some luck. It is going to bring about some positive communication. You might be feeling more confident to speak up. It's going to seem like any sort of communication or work you're doing with communication, it will sort of be more seamless and go through. So that's what I said. I feel like this work is going to be about leveling things out. And I do feel like that it's going to be about loosening, tying up loose ends. And I do feel like it's a good week to for like business opportunities, to seek them out, to have meetings, to negotiate. I do feel like that this is going to be quite a positive week because we're coming up to some difficult transits later in the month. So this is your week where you can use it to your advantage this week. We've also got for this week too Venus in sextile to Mars. Now the energy is not going to be as strong because I think it was there last week too. So and it's not the exact sextile this week of that transit, but it's still there, and therefore it's creating, I feel like it's being motivated. This is around relationships and finances. So again, to do with like business, getting things done, being motivated. I really feel like this week is about leveling things out in your life and getting to where you need to be. So setting yourself up for what's next to come. We do have a square, there is one square to Jupiter, but again, it's not the exact square. And I do feel like the energy won't be as potent. And we do have Mars that's going to be square to Jupiter. So that, with that aspect, that might be pulling you back a little bit. But I feel like with the other ones that we've had or that we have, is more pushing you forward. And because those aspects are going to be more stronger, those are the energies that I feel like you're going to be dealing more with this week. We are going to next week, when we come back next week, we'll be looking at the conjunction of Mercury and the Sun, as well as we've got Mars that's going to start conjuncting that Chiron, which is not the easiest transits. So, yeah, I keep on saying use this week to your advantage to get anything about money, about relationships, there's going to be communication. And I just feel like it's a bit of a pick-me-up week too. I feel like this week was about finding out new information about certain things. I feel like it's like you'll find what you're looking for to this week. I feel like it's going to be that energy. But I keep on seeing things being sort of evened out a little bit. So let's go to the caller. So we got Cassie here. So she's in Ohio. Casey here. She's in Ohio. So hi, Kate. Hi, how are you going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I would just like to know, like, what should I do for my, like, coming up future, or what can I do to make my life better or easier, or just to know things?
what area are you looking at? Are you looking at like relationships or work, which area, or just
life?
Life.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I tune into your energy, I feel like I just find there's a whole list of things that you're thinking of that you can do, but I feel like it's the motivation or the energy to get them started or to get it done. And I feel like things are always getting in the way. You're always putting like this, like things coming up first. And I kind of feel like you're feeling a bit stuck. It's like you got to write yourself a task or a task a day to get yourself moving and motivated. I just feel like that there's I just keep on seeing a pile of work or a pile of things there to do, but you're not motivated or you're not ready to do it, or there's always something else that needs to get done. I do feel like though when we get to June, I do feel like things are getting more condensed around you. I kind of feel like I know this is like a bit off, but I kind of feel like the energy around you next year is more lighter. But I do feel like this year for you, it is about tackling things like head on. Like it's like facing, like having to like face things, this get things done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I just feel like start off small. So like have like a task a day or something, like start off small and then increase it. I feel like you've got all these ideas in your head and you keep them locked away in your head, but if I want to go, you need to write them down. And then it's like, well, how do I then make this happen, or how do I start this? So I kind of feel like this year, I don't know, I just like launching is next year. Next year is when things are more happening. The energy feels a lot lighter around you. But this year is about getting all the behind the scenes work, is getting it done and make sure things are going to be where you want it to be, is what I feel like for you. So, and I feel like you are wanting help, or you are wanting people to assist you, but I feel like this needs to come from you. And I kind of feel like you're the only one that's going to be able to make what you want to happen, is to make it happen. Do you have a dog as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just so you're looking after this dog, and the dog wants to be with you. I kind of feel there's a lot to do with the dog as well. I thought there's a lot to do with the dog. I don't know what it is, but I just thought there's a lot to do. This dog's your best friend as well. I kind of feel like you want to start your own business. Do you want to start your own business?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I kind of feel like you want to start your own business or business opportunities here to around you as well. Well, it's one of the things I kind of see like a website being built too with you. But I just know your dog wants to be around you and wants to help you. And I just feel like that there's a lot to look after with the dog, is what I feel as well around that too. Do you have any other questions for me?
No.
Okay. Just take small steps at a time. You'll get there. It'll just take some time. You'll get there.
Okay. Thank you so much. You did great. And thank you for talking about my dog. That was awesome.
Okay. That's okay. No problem. Thank you. It's okay.
You have a great night.
You too. You as well. Okay. All right, guys. Let's do some cards for the week. For this week, where we got coming up this week. I feel like it's going to be good energies coming up this week. Let's have a look here. Okay, so we've got what we've got coming up for this week. We have, okay, I feel like this week is going to be a week where it's like people are searching for money, and I feel like this is about different kind of like networking streams or money streams coming in. I feel like people are looking outside the box to figure out how they want to get off the hamster wheel, or want to get off to sort of the path of life, and they are searching for other ways to make money. And this is about a dream to success. I do feel like this week is going to also be about whether it's like a new idea, giving birth to something new, or it's about children around you. I do feel like that's coming in this week. And it's about, this week is about, I keep on saying this, but it's about getting things, I keep on saying it's about getting things done. But don't waste this week to just sit there and not do anything, because this is a week to be productive and to get it done. We've got all planets moving forward except for Pluto. Pluto is the only planet that we have in retrograde, but everything else is moving forward. And this is a week where you're coming up with ideas and different ways, different streaming ways to, yeah, like you are going to be still doing your job if you're working a 9-to-5, but also what can you do on the side that's going to create revenue where one day you won't have to, you know, be just doing what you usually do. You've got other streams of income there. But I kind of feel like there could be, I don't know if it's a struggle. I don't know if people out there are struggling, whether it be to do with like there's something a struggle to do with children or babies. So it could be baby news coming in as well. I feel like for a lot of people this week, it is about seeing things clearly, more clearly than what you have been before. I feel like that maybe the past few weeks has been a shade or a shadow, and you haven't been able to see as a situation here. And I'm really drawn to finances and money, so I'll stick with that. But it's like money, and it's like you can't really see the clarity of it. But I just feel like this week where things are being more clearer for you in what you're seeing, it may have felt like everything's been tipped upside down, where it's like it's all sorts, but you're coming into a different time, or you've got this window here, opportunity that's going to come in before things get real chaotic or really chaos. And it is about taking that opportunity and being able to step forward. It could also be this week that you are having to support other people and look after them, and just like being there for them and being in their presence. I do feel like it's something about this week of enjoying people that, you know, that you're close to. It's like put in a piece of paper who's your most important person to your least important person. I know that doesn't sound that great, but I just feel like there's something about an order of things to get done, and including people. But it is about supporting others this week and just being beside them too. I feel like it's going to be a big thing that comes in. And again, it's like the scale. So it's like the scales of this card here, like weighing up your options, weighing things up. And I do also feel that this week there's celebrations here. It's all positive things. Even with the cards come out, I get all positive stuff that's going to come out this week. I kind of feel like there's a sense here of brave new opportunities that are coming up as well. So, and if you want to learn how to read cards intuitively, and if you want to learn to do psychic development, I've also got at the moment on my social media a 5-week intuitive challenge, and I started it this week. I launched it this week. So this week was all about connecting with your guides. So, and I will be doing week 2 starting next week. So you can jump on my social media. My Facebook is Lady Dear Psychic Parties, or my Instagram, which is Lady Dear Psychic. And you can also go there and start this challenge. It's going to start you off to be more intuitive so that you can connect more to your guides. And it's a surprise to see what week 2 is going to be, but it's a fun thing to have. So in saying that, I've also, my YouTube, I've done a video on Michael Jackson's astrology chart. Since we had the movie, I thought, why not look at his astrology to see what was there in the planets. And I've also done one on Hulk Hogan too. And I will be doing more videos on some other celebrities coming up this week as well. So if you want to contact me for a reading, you can. My website is Lady Dear Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady Dear Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady Dear Psychic. And my Instagram is also Lady Dear Psychic as well. My YouTube is Lady Dear Psychic. So thank you for joining me. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. And I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.